The 2020 presidential campaign is well underway, and one thing that candidates are spending a lot of money on is online advertising. On Google alone, political advertisers have spent more than $138 million just since the end of May. But Google recently announced new restrictions on political ads that have some groups upset. Starting next month, campaigns will no longer be able to serve highly targeted ads to specific voters on its platforms. Joining us now for more is Emily Stewart, reporter for Vox. Emily, tell us first of all what exactly Google is changing here, because it does get complicated.
So basically what political campaigns have been able to do in the past is match files that they have on voters. That includes when you voted, if you're registered as a Democrat or Republican, if they have your email address, and find you online. What they're going to do now is say that political campaigns can still target voters, but not as finely. They can use gender, they can use age, and they can use your zip code. So basically, to kind of put this a little bit easier, a campaign can't target me, Emily Stewart, specifically, but they can target a woman who lives at my zip code in Brooklyn, New York, between the ages of 25 and 35.
So what are those in favor of the change saying about why it is so necessary?
Basically, they say that micro-targeting is too specific, and what it allows is for ads to be targeted to very specific groups, and maybe other people are not seeing them. So one example that I think about a lot is in 2016, you had the Trump campaign talking about how they were running ads meant to suppress votes. So they were targeting African-American voters with ads featuring Hillary Clinton in the 1990s, describing some young Black males as super predators. And the point of those ads was to discourage Black voters from coming out to vote. And so basically, if nobody's seeing those ads, then there's no way to counter that narrative. So kind of the idea is that the more people see these ads, the more chance there is for someone else to flag something and say, hey, this is incorrect, or to counter the message.
Now, Bloomberg reports there may be a loophole in Google's policy that the ban on micro-targeting applies to ads placed in Google Search and on YouTube, which is owned by Google, but not on Google Ad Space bought through a third party. Is there a loophole here?
Right. Well, that's sort of what we're figuring out. And when this first happened, I talked to someone who mentioned this to me, that basically when you see display ads, so ads that, you know, chase you across the internet that we all see every day on different websites, those aren't all just sold through Google. They also come from third parties like Adobe. And so just because Google says no micro-targeting doesn't mean these third parties do.
The Trump campaign is not happy about this. President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parscale, said Google is stifling the ability of citizens to participate in our democracy. What's their argument?
Well, you know, they are saying that this is a voter suppression effort, which I would argue is probably not the case. You know, Brad Parscale, who's his campaign manager, has made a lot of noise about his ability to micro-target, whether or not you believe that he has some great secret. Who knows? But also, you have to think that, especially on the right and President Trump, they really have sort of set up the tech industry as a villain. They often criticize Google, Facebook for censorship. And so this is also another opportunity for them to stoke the fire around that.
What about Facebook? Facebook is not making these changes like Google.
Right. So Facebook has come under a lot of pressure over their work around political ads. And you could kind of argue that they're the ones that started this back in September when they wouldn't take down an ad that the Trump campaign was running about Joe Biden that was false. And Facebook really has dug its heels in. They're saying, you know what? We are sticking to what we are doing. We are letting political ads go. We are not going to fact check them. There is some rumors and some buzz that they will make some changes. They have said they are not taking anything off of the table, but they also very well may just ride this out and say, you know what, Twitter is making changes around its ad policy. So is Google. We're just going to wait until the fire dies down.
You know, let me just play cynic on this for a second. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg just had dinner with President Trump. The Trump campaign doesn't want these changes. Is it possible that Facebook is not going to put the changes through because they feel that if they do, the Trump administration is going to crack down on Facebook in other ways?
I mean, I think that there's no way to know what was said in that dinner or other meetings. And it is normal for CEOs to meet with politicians, including the president, all of the time. obviously, Facebook is very sensitive to the criticism they are getting from the right. But honestly, there are Democratic groups that are also setting their hair on fire saying, do not make this change. You know, they seem to just not want to make anyone mad. And obviously, you don't want to make the president of the United States, who is very trigger happy with his Twitter account, mad either.
That is Emily Stewart, a reporter for Vox. Thank you.
Thank you.